them, you know. And the large ones, big ones, right? Bigger than my thumb, you know, big ones. Large.
Are they about the same length there?
No, the large ones are longer, and the small ones are short and small, tiny.
Do you cook them the same way?
Yes. They're the same thing as some grow. I don't know if it's a different type that grow big or not, but I just know they're small and large all the time.
Well, you know, there's an insect that you have around here that flies around the light and it tries to fly into the light. And when you grab it, powder gets off in your hands.
Oh, a camelfly?
Well, do you know any other names for it besides camelfly?
Butterfly?
Well, what's there's another name for it, too.
Moth?
Is that the same thing?
I believe so. I think counterflies are spread as a moth.
Right. Well, what's the kind that gets into your clothes, you know, that eats holes in?
A moth. They come a little bitty, they make the little bitty right camouflage.
But it's the same animal?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Well, what's the kind that flies around and it lights up at night?
Lightning bug, we call it.
And there's one animal that looks like a little old airplane. It has long, filmy wings, you know, flies around over lakes. Have you ever seen one like that?
Yeah.
It eats mosquitoes.
Mosquito hawk.
Well, do you know any other names for that?
Mm-mm.
Well, have you ever heard that they are a sign of anything?
What?
Have you ever heard that a mosquito hawk is a sign of anything?
No.
Have you heard of them being a sign that snakes are nearby?
No. I'd run myself crazy. Could be around here sometime.
Well, what kind of insects do you know of besides this? What about stinging insects?
We have a hornet, a bee, a wasp. That's about the size of it.
All right. Well, now a hornet. Now, what's that like?
It's a long, little long thing, stripes on him, about inch long. And he stings. He lives in. All it has nests, I think, in the woods. Like, make it like in on the edge of brush. And if he's maybe like maybe 50 in one pile of them things to eat you up. A man got stung by some last spring and had to put him in intensive care.
Oh, really?
I think about 50 stung him on his head. That just messed him up.
Surprised he lived and all that. That's terrible.
So these was found in a, had some wire roll up,
uh-huh.
And underneath this edge of the brush, right? There's just a big, whole big bunch of them was there.
What color are they?
They are striped. I don't know, really. I think they're grayish with a little stripe on them.
Well, now there's another looking kind that builds small paper like nests, you know?
That's a wasp.
So two of them are two?
Wasps.
And what are they like?
They are neat in the ways they have larger heads in the back end, you know, the little ways like a pin's neat ways. And they are red ones and black ones. And they build this little paper nest, and they when they get the little nest built, they close it up, they lay eggs in it, and two would have 100 in no time.
Oh, really?
And they sting you. When they sting you, something awful, they make big plates and they can swell up.
Well, what color are they?
Red, red wasp and dark wasp, black.
Well, do you know a kind like that builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt dauber. He don't harm you.
They don't.